Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
We call upon the power of the light and the power of the night. May the demon that is inside my friend come out and let that be the end.
Hosting a horde of demons inside of me. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. Oh no, wait! That's just the approach of Cliff and Kendall.
To pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all, to go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and fat hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die.
Cliff, I'm singing, it's my turn.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay. Cliff and Kendall and all your hosts, come along for the ride.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
But we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding. And occasionally we sing.
I sing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
Are you ready to go?
I'm so ready to go!
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
I just can't help myself, Kendall.
I don't need any perfect pitch in this song. Because this week it's my birthday!
Happy birthday!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fat host.
Here we are.
With a birthday.
It's a fat host with a birthday. Hey, everybody, it's a fat host
it's
with a birthday.
It's my birthday. I just decided, Cliff, that as depressing as it is to turn another year older, I'm just going to go ahead and pretend to be happy about it.
Hey, just pretend and maybe you won't even notice that it's all a charade.
It is. It's just another day.
Just another day. Just another day in paradise for us.
I am the year of our Lord Jesus, Cliff. Now it's my Jesus year.
Okay. What does that mean?
Oh, it's just funny. It's my Jesus year.
Okay. What does it mean, though?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You don't know?
Because Jesus was 33.
When what?
When he died.
Okay. Was he really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
It's my Jesus year, Cliff. But
right.
Now, three is my lucky number.
I got to get Crockpot to Google that.
It is. It is my 33rd year.
And happy 33rd year.
You know, three is my lucky number.
All right. That's why you're trying to get up to 333 pounds. You're almost there.
Now, Cliff,
you're going to get there soon.
I think this is the year I'm going to get down to 33 pounds.
Soon and very soon.
Or at least 133. Pounds. I'll settle for 133.
Your head will be chopped off. You got about a 33-pound head. And there you go. That day, it could happen. All things are possible with the Lord, as I've heard said. It is your birthday. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We are an internet talk show / radio filler program for KBSH. That's
Y99.
In Busheltown, they play all the hits, and then they also play our show at 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings. If you're listening live, good morning.
Good morning.
It's my birthday.
But, you know, we're a filler program because we're just so huge that we just fill that program
we
right
just
up.
Fill the our time slot, almost a year. Can you believe we've been almost a year in Busheltown?
No, I can't believe it.
We've been almost a year in Busheltown. Busheltown listeners are saying, where were you before? We were...
I feel like you mean you guys did this before you got here?
Only for several years. We were in L.A. Now we're in Busheltown. We're still all over the internet. You can find us on so many websites. And you can go back and binge listen to previous episodes of the show. If you go back far enough, you'll hear us talk about sunny Los Angeles. And then if you go too far back, you'll hear us talk about other places and other coasts. And you'll wish you'd never been born if you go that far back, is my
Just like us.
Guess. Just like us. It's another year. Kendall's wishing he's never been born, but he was. And since you were, Kendall, allow me to say again, happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Cliff. Happy birthday. One good thing did happen this week.
Yeah, what was that?
You know, that
what was it? I just feel like I wasn't even myself for part of the week. And I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back on the air, everybody.
I'm very glad to be back on the air.
I'm so glad we're back on the air together.
But what happened, Cliff, was that the hot tub that we ordered so long ago,
it was a custom build. They had to build it big enough. Took them a while. It was on back order.
We found that cash that Mrs. Potty Butter Butter Turn made us turn back in.
We did find that cash when we found the cash.
We clicked buy, and we used my credit card. There was a big $6,000 charge on it.
Yeah.
And so
I figured you could afford it. Come on. You are the one who lives down in the South Busheltown suburbs in that money pit that Elaine sold you.
Well, that's why I can't afford it, because I'm working on the house too much, because it's the money pit.
All you ever do is you work on it. Last time I came by, you're over there, like, sanding down the door. I don't know how the front of your door is giving you splinters.
Well,
but
it wasn't shut, Cliff.
All right. I think you were the one. I think part of your fat was getting in the way. It was hard to shut it on 50 pounds of fat. Oops, there's somebody knocking. I hear them knocking, but they can't come in. Not yet.
No, I told you have to wait. You have to wait. We got stuff we have to talk about first. All right. Anyway, Cliff, the hot tub finally got delivered. Uh-huh. And I decided, since I had to pay for it, I moved to my house.
And I resent having to travel 20 minutes down to the South.
Well, look, I figured that if we had it here, Charles would be in it, and it would be brown water all the time.
Oh, you're right.
So I just thought it'd be better and more sanitary for all of us.
You're right about that one, Kendall. All right, they're still waiting right outside the door. I guess they want to come in and give you your birthday gifts.
Okay.
You
okay.
Made us
come
wait
on in
till
come
the show.
In.
Come on in, guys.
Hello, Jim.
Yes, Boo. Happy birthday, Boo.
I'm so sorry, dear. We just could not wait. We're so excited that it's your birthday, dear.
We've been overflowing with excitement all morning, Boo. Ever since
we
had waffles together this morning for your birthday, and the waitress brought them out with the candles on them for candle and the syrup, and you blew it all over the...
Oh, dear, please. Please. That's enough, dear. But we...
That is
we
enough.
We did have a wonderful time, dear, at the waffle breakfast this morning, dear.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so lethargic because I ate, like, 20 waffles, because hey, when it's your birthday, you eat as many waffles as you want. But I am so glad that you guys are more excited about the birthday than I am.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Well, dear, it's not every day of a birthday.
You know, I recall turning 43 myself, boy. It was many years ago, of course, but...
Well, of course, I'm not 43 either.
No, he's 33. He looks 43, come on.
Oh, but I do not look 43.
Oh, my.
Dude, that's not polite at all.
I have it written down, dear, incorrectly. Sorry.
I told you this about time that, this week alone, dear.
Listen,
I hope you didn't have the cake with 64 or 46 on it.
It's an easy mistake to make, okay? Oh,
it's an easy mistake.
I remember the year 2001, everybody, when I
barely do, dear.
Walked into a class that we wasn't even supposed to meet that night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an elements lab. Everybody knows what that is, right? When you walk into your elements lab class and you get in there and I thought, who can I sit by? I'm such an insecure, fat 19.
Oh, is that an elements? Our first class was creativity. I thought that's what you were.
It was the same semester, but the first night that I ever saw you and sat down next to you, Kendall didn't even remember this. This is a reveal to him.
Oh, I'm big reveal here on the show
this
right now.
This is a big reveal.
Oh, I'm
having
all these big
reveals. Oh, my. I feel like I'm watching the Maury Povich show.
It is. It's another big reveal. Kendall, it was Elements Lab, the world's, you know, most common class.
Oh.
Who is that at the door?
Oh, it's Austin. Austin.
Austin, I'm in the middle of a long, long anecdote of our lives here. What do you need?
He brought me Butternut Rye Krispies for my birthday.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, but we are in the middle of the show. I'll take them. Yes, of course I'll take them. But...
All right.
Okay, thank you, Austin.
Right, who told you to come in?
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. I told him to, but I didn't know you were about to have a story, dear.
I've got a story. Austin, we'll see you later. Go give one to Crock
Pot. All right, thank you.
Tell her to file the... Oh, God. She didn't know the files from shit. All right. Mrs. Potter Butter Charm, Mr. Snodbottom, Kendall, 20 minutes later. Mm-hmm. It's still 2001. It's still 2001 over here. We were in our elements lab. It was a week before that class was actually supposed to meet. and Deneen was the teacher. She wasn't there because we weren't supposed to be meeting. And about half the class did show up, though. And when I came in, as I said, I was an insecure, fat, gay 19-year-old. And I thought, who would accept me and let me sit down next to them? Who could I do? And I thought, there's a 43-year-old fat man over there. I'm going to sit down. He looks, you know, non-judgmental to this weird 19-year-old. And I thought, I'm going to go sit down next to him. I know he's 43. We can't possibly have much in common other than our weight. But I sat down next to him. Turned out he was my age. And a beautiful friendship, guys, for years.
And see, listeners, that's what you get for looking nice.
Wonderful, a beautiful tale for
it is
friendship.
A beautiful story. This whole show wouldn't be here, dear, if it wasn't for that fat, insecure little boy.
Oh, dear. You're pulling my heartstrings, dear.
I heard something about some presents.
Yeah, well, I've got my present here. I want to go first. Here's my present.
Oh, okay.
All right, here it is.
All right.
Open her up there.
Okay, I'm going to open it up.
All right.
Oh, this is great, Cliff. What is this?
Well, now, it's not just any giant sweatshirt, okay? It's from that corner of the Busheltown Pants Depot where they have sweatshirts. You know, they have that one rack of sweatshirts.
Uh-huh.
And it's from the Evergrow brand, and it is a sweatshirt that's guaranteed you're never going to grow out of it. You're guaranteed to never grow out of this sweatshirt, Kendall.
Well, it's a guarantee. I will believe that when I see it.
It gets bigger and bigger. It's got a space-age fabric that is ever-expanding. It expands along with you. It's assumed that whoever buys a sweatshirt that big will continue to expand.
Well, I'm going to continue to expand for sure.
And I just thought, you know, you and I both have such psychic trauma from buying clothes that are, you know, big enough for us. We have so many things that are too small
it
for
is.
Us.
Every time we go to the dressing room, it is a nightmare.
It's horrible. So I thought, I'm going to give you this shirt, and you will always, no matter how fat you get, you're always going to have one thing to wear.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Cliff.
I love it.
It was a lovely
beautiful
dear, why don't you take mine next, dear?
Oh, I can't wait.
She wouldn't allow me to see.
I've been asking her for weeks, could I see Kendall's present, dear? And she said, no, it's such a big surprise. I gotta show him on the air. I can't have you spoiling it.
Well, it's wrapped in doilies, which I love. Let me go ahead and open this up here.
All right, open that up.
Oh, what is this, harmonica?
What is it, a harmonica?
Oh, dear, turn it over, dear, turn it over.
Oh my gosh, it's a harmonica signed by Billy Joel.
Oh my god, 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 god.
I heard that he played it once when he was a piano man, dear. I'm not positive, but down at the Busheltown Pawn Shop, they think it's real, dear.
Oh, well, could be.
It looks real to me, Mrs. Butter-Butter-Butter-Turns. I'm going to cherish it forever. Thank you so much.
I hope that it's real.
I.
Mr. Snodbottom, you're holding the gift. Or did you mean to give that to Kendall over there?
Here you go, bud. It's a book. Now go ahead and open it there,
okay.
Bud. All
right, thank you very much.
I thought since you're getting older, turning 43.
33.
Perhaps you were ready for that kind of book, boys. Mutual funds for dummies. I thought someone in your age bracket would like to bone up on such topics there, boy.
Oh, don't talk about boning on the show, Mr.
Oh, my God. Boning. Speaking of boning, I almost bought you an inspirational Harry Styles poster for you to hang up on your side of the studio.
Well, I'm so glad that you thought of this other present instead, Cliff.
And speaking of other presents, I actually bought that other poster for me. So if you want to come to my apartment and be inspired by it, you can.
If I need some inspiration, I will do
it. It is inspirational. You see all four of his nipples, and it's all very inspirational. but then I did get you another gift, because I know the listeners expect, nay, demand, every occasion they demand a song. And so I have created a tune with you, Mr. Snodbottom, and I were here producing it all night.
Yes, bud.
Crockpot was stewing a stew for us all night long. And she was here, and we all stayed up, and we got it together for you.
Oh, well, I can't wait to hear it. Let's play it.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Kendall, it's your birthday. Somehow you're 33. Now the sad truth is you're fat and old like me. I'm so fat, you knew that. you've got girth, and it could get worse, but that's okay. Yeah, just for today, yeah, the day of your birth. Happy birthday. Older, but it doesn't matter. Happy birthday. Yeah, you're old now, but also fatter. Gotta eat all your cake now, but don't eat too fast. Don't wanna have a heart attack and have this birthday be your last. You're the host with the most weight other than me. Oh, we're both so fat. Yeah, we both are so fat. And we always will be. Happy birthday. Older, but it doesn't matter. Uh-oh, happy birthday. Yeah, you're old now, but you're also fatter. Oh, 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 old. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh. Yes, our weight will inflate, 'cause the food we pile on our plate. But remember, that's okay. For today it's okay, yeah, 'cause you should have a great happy birthday. Hey, older, but it doesn't matter. Oh no, oh, happy birthday. Kendall's old now, and he's also fatter. Happy birthday. Oh, oh, happy birthday. It feels so good inside when you eat cake and then you eat more, because you can't stop.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
happy
Cliff, birthday. That was wonderful. I do have to say, it was only a matter of time before Like a Virgin was rewritten for a birthday song
for me. In honor of your birthday. It was only a matter of time.
It was only a matter of time. Well, that was lovely. Thank you so much, Cliff.
Well, you're welcome.
That
so
was
much.
Wonderful, dear. It was so wonderful. Yes, I just loved it. Well, dear, I think we'll go ahead and let you guys do your next segment, dear. Yes, but happy dear. Birthday, Kendall. We have another surprise coming for you later, dear, but we'll get to that in a moment, dear.
Happy birthday, boy.
Oh, well, thank you both so much for your birthday presents for me.
Oh, there they go.
Well, Mr. Yeah. Snodbottom, he told me that I could pick whatever segments I wanted this week.
Oh, which no. That's always a bad idea.
It's such a rare thing for Mr. Snodbottom to let us do that. But so the first thing I asked for was to fill in the blanks, Cliff.
Oh,
Cliff.
God.
Aren't you so excited?
Aren't you so blank?
Thanks, Cliff. Oh, Cliff. You are a blank, Cliff. Thanks, Cliff. Oh, Cliff. We're going to have so much fun, Cliff.
I'm ready.
Cliff, it's time to fill in the blanks.
Let's fill those bitches in.
Now, since it is my birthday, and one of my favorite persons to quote is Walt Disney.
Okay.
All my quotes are Walt Disney quotes. All
right.
There's a hint to help you out, Cliff.
There's a hint.
All right, Cliff. The first one, the more you like yourself, the less you are like anyone else, which makes you blank.
Blank.
Which makes you special.
Oh, close, Cliff. Unique.
Unique. There you go. Close enough. There you go. All right. Kendall, blank this. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and entrances, and one man in his time plays many blank. And that was said by William Shakespeare, the Cliff and Kendall of his time.
Oh, you know what? I was so excited that I knew who said it. I forgot that was a blank question.
There's a blank. Fill it.
Others.
No. Plays many parts.
Parts. Close enough, Cliff.
No.
Close enough.
It's my birthday. It's close enough.
There you go.
Of all our inventions for mass communication, blank still speak the most universally understood language.
Movies.
Close.
Close.
Picture.
These are horrible because we're almost getting them. We're almost getting them. It's just a shame. It's a damn shame. Kendall, from our birthday until we die is but the winking of a blank.
Of an eye, Cliff.
Of an eye. That was said by William Butler Yeats.
I got that one.
How did you get it?
Well, there was a rhyme in there somewhere.
Thank God.
But there is more treasure in blank than in all the pirates' loot on Treasure Island.
There's more treasure in children.
Oh, no, Cliff. Books.
Books. All right.
Although there's plenty of treasure in children.
Sure. All right, Kendall, if you want to be happy, blank.
Blank.
Clap your hands.
No, that was said by Henry David Thoreau. Wow. Smile, though your heart is breaking. Smile, even though you're 33. No, Kendall, if you want to be happy, be.
Oh, be, just be.
Just be, damn it.
Sorry, Cliff. You threw me off that when I got the answer wrong, there was still a whole Perfect Pitch song in there.
I know. It is. It is.
Like, even when you're wrong, you get a song.
Even when you're wrong, and we thank God for you, or you'd never get a damn song.
No.
Oh, got a little roast spirit in here still.
Yeah,
from
our roast was
ago.
So popular.
Our roast, our blockbuster roast episode, everybody.
Now, I will say, yeah. Cliff, this week.
Say it.
Well, first, you know what? I got to take a break, is what I got to do.
Say it.
I just got to take a break.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I've tried fad diets, powders, pills. Still, my weight's been up and down like a yo-yo until the AIDS plan taught me how to take off weight and help keep it off.
AIDS may taste like a candy, but AIDS contains one of the most effective appetite suppressants you can buy, and there's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
With AIDS, I ate less, so the weight came off. To help keep it off when I sometimes want things loaded with calories, AIDS helps put me in control.
Let the AIDS plan teach you how to take off weight and help keep it off. Try peanut butter AIDS.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake. Come on and take some birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. We'll have some pie and sandwiches and chocolate ice cream too. We'll sing and play the day away. And one more thing I'm gonna do. I'll blow out the candles on my birthday cake. And when I do, a wish I'll make. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
Oh, Cliff, we're back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, I'm still so excited. It's my birthday.
Are you just so excited? Are you just shitting your pants over there?
I'm not as shitting my pants at you eating all my candy that I brought in for my birthday.
Did you catch that, listeners? He's not shitting his pants about that. Not as much, though.
But I'm shitting my pants about a lot of things.
Listeners, he's just over there shitting his pants about his birthday.
Sorry, I'm just having a party. I got a big bottle of Jack Daniels. From Charles, you know, he's an awful person, but he brought me some Jack Daniels for my birthday, and I've been over here drinking it, Cliff. You know, I haven't had any of that in a while.
Kendall, he brought that in to celebrate his birthday last week. That was not your gift.
Oh, shit. Whoops. Well,
Kendall, I'm not, you know, now here's the thing. What is it? We're so alike and yet so different, everybody. So odd. Scientists and, you know, theologians will no doubt study us and our friendship for years to come.
I think they are studying us.
Definitely the FBI would, were we to ever say anything interesting. But, you know, because you drink all this hard liquor, especially back when you were a raging alcoholic.
Yep.
And now you're just sort of a...
Now I'm a reformed raging alcoholic who drinks mildly.
You're a slowly plodding alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know, you used to be one of those like fast zombies like from 28 days later or whatever. Now you're just Frankenstein plodding along, still just drunk, but you know, not as quick.
My doctor says functioning alcoholic.
Your doctor, see, and that's the part to focus on, the functioning part.
Mm-hmm.
You're, that means you're doing something well if you're functioning. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just can't drink these hard liquors, so I'm just having some of this St. Patrick's Day sherry over here.
Well, I don't blame you. It's good.
I drink a hard liquor and It gives me a headache.
Oh, well, it gives me one too. That's the fun part, Cliff.
But then when I'm giving head, they call me a hard licker, and I don't know what.
Flip. We got somebody.
Uh-oh, it's another big reveal.
We got another big reveal. This person is waiting to talk.
Yeah.
She called in.
Oh, thank God.
Since it's my birthday. It is my mother.
It's been too long.
I talked to her in forever.
It's been too long since you had our number changed to Busheltown.
Well, see, she got confused. She was calling the old L.A. number.
Oh, my God.
It's time for the news from Kendall's mother.
All right.
It's time for the news from Kendall's mother. With all the news that's fit to worry about here, there, and everywhere.
Happy birthday. If you don't know who this is Kendall's mom. And I've called to wish him a happy birthday to my little boy. It's getting older every day, and we've survived a lot of things. First, we had to go through California out there with all that burning and murdering and killing and crashes and everything else in the world. People killing each other. The place burning down. Now we've got Ebola that's come from all over the world.
Oh, not Ebola.
And I ordered a case of masks being mailed to Kendall's house for him to wear and give to all the people that he associates with, because I sure don't want him to get.
I don't have many.
And Cliff, you better get a few masks from Kendall, because if you're going to be around him, you know how that is. We've got to keep Kendall safe. Everything else here, it's a murder every night, and then there's robbing and there's kidnapping. So, Kendall, be careful and have a happy birthday, and I expect to see you soon. Love you, Mom. Bye-bye.
Oh, well, that was the saddest happy birthday I've ever heard.
Kendall, you got to put on one of those masks and go to see your mother.
Oh, wait, she's calling back. Hold on, wait.
Okay,
guess who again? You know, I always forget something. I just want to remind you if you see a cop up beside you, you know, they're shooting through the windows now. If you see you going down the street, they'll just shoot through the windows and you're dead. And then, too, they're... remember this, if you hear any gunshots, what do? You stop and fall and play dead. And then there's one more thing, too. But I forgot that. But if I remember, I'll call you back. Love you, Mom. Bye.
See, where do I get it from? Where do I get the
remember what the other thing was. If somebody walks out in front of you, you're going down the street, I've heard it happening. They'll walk out in front of you to get you to hit them so that you'll stop and throw on the brakes, and then they'll get out and kill you and rob you. So, if anybody gets out in front of you or Cliff, either one, just, what do? I've told you and told you. You run over their ass. Bye.
What?
Run over their ass.
I forgot. I guess you'll just have to bleep that last line.
No, we don't have to bleep them here.
It's me again.
Oh.
I guess you know you just, I forgot what I called back for now. But anyway, you still have to do it. Love you, bye.
Well, that was a very interesting news from Kendall's mother.
Oh, news you can use, Kendall.
I love when my mother calls in with news.
Oh, this party is raging on. I'm belching up St. Patrick's Day sherry.
Oh, Cliff, that's just stupid.
It's just stupid.
It's time for Kendall's stupid question.
All right.
But this week I get to answer some stupid questions from you.
Oh, well.
Which I'm pretty used to, but this time we're doing it in a segment.
Uh-oh, sorry, I'm still eating some of this leftover Halloween candy over here.
But that is my birthday candy that I brought in.
I think this is from Charles's birthday.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Here we go. all right. That one's too stupid. Let's see, what about this next one?
the writer sends you a big long list.
They sent me a long list to choose from. They know I'm slightly pickier than you are.
You know, I just grab them.
Oh, God. That's when you know you've lost it as a host, when you just read the facts straight from the writers. Here, I'm kidding, Kendall. You know, I'm razzing you, giving you a birthday razz.
Wonderful birthday razz.
Kendall, what is the most important item you've ever had lost or stolen from you?
Oh, my heart, Cliff.
My heart.
No.
The listeners, you stole his heart.
Listeners stole my heart. No, the candy that I brought in for my birthday just moments ago.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Kendall, what is the most relaxing activity for you?
Oh, sitting in our new hot tub.
Uh-oh, hot tub sitting. That'll be when we finally start our band. That'll be our first number one. Hot tub sitting in the tub at night.
Look how good I am at answering these type of questions, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, you're so good at open-ended rhetorical questions. let's see.
That's what I pride myself on.
This one, the writer sent, says, what's the best present you've ever received? Obviously, it's an ever-expanding sweatshirt and like a Virgin parody cover.
I'll go with those.
There you go. Oh, this one is, you can answer this one. What is the biggest meal you've ever eaten? We don't have the time, writers. We just don't have the time. Here we go.
Only Cliff would turn stupid questions into a joke factor.
Oh, Kendall, what is the best party you've ever attended?
Our Halloween party just recently.
It was. I was going to say that too. Well, this one, we don't have the time for that one either. The yummiest dessert you've ever eaten? Come on. We got places to be.
Roasted.
Kendall, what's the most unforgettable historic site you've ever visited?
The most unbelievable
historic
site. Historic
site.
Probably the Grand Canyon.
It was. Wasn't it? We were there for 5 minutes, but it was historic.
for that 5 minutes, it was unbelievably historical.
It really was. I would almost say the same thing, and we were there for 5 minutes, everybody. All right, last one on your birthday, one that'll tug all of our heartstrings. What do you think is the saddest song of all? That is the song most likely to make you cry when you hear it.
Smile. And you've already sang it on the show.
Heart is breaking.
It's like all those were planned.
Smile, even though it's aching. They were planned. The writer sent me a long list.
I just want to thank you for turning stupid questions into a big long chance for you to have a soliloquy about the stupid questions.
Wait, did you ever even answer any questions?
No, Cliff, and that's all the time we have for stupid questions. Oh, Cliff, I do. It has been a wonderful time here on my birthday episode. I know I've had fun. I know our listeners must have been having fun.
I'm so glad we've had this fun together.
And, you know, I'm still wondering where that cake is, but...
What cake?
That's what's so sad, Cliff.
Kendra, you had waffles this morning with your candles on them. You blew it out. You blew syrup all over the table. It got all over Crock-Pot's nice suede jacket.
Well, how could I help it? Who would put candles on top of something with syrup on it?
Well, and you wear suede, you deserve to have syrup blown all over. It's what I think. Sorry, Crock-Pot. Well, sorry, my crazy anti-suede views here.
Oh, she's so mad. Uh-oh. If our listeners want to check out more about me, because it's my birthday, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, give us a call.
Oh my God, why are people knocking this week? They always just usually just come in.
Come in, dear.
Come
in here, awesome boy.
All right.
We've all got this cake we're rolling in here for you, boy.
There is a cake.
Beautiful picture of your face on it, boy.
Oh, what happened to the right side of it?
Oh, that's just how you look, Kendall.
Looks like that?
Yes. Pretty much. That's if you were rendered in frosting. Wonderful.
Yes, but happy birthday, boy. Gotta bust out the knives and silverware. Austin, yes, boy, hand me those. Gotta cut this cake. All
here
right, you finish up the show, boys. We're gonna cut this cake over here.
I don't even know where I was at. Listen to some Bushel Town Ride 99 every Sunday morning. And Cliff, why don't you take us home?
Yes, or online, many places. Kendall, most people die at 25 and aren't buried until they're 75.
I did die at 25.
No, we need to live again at 33. Come
I was
on.
Reborn at 25.
Let's be reborn now again at 33.
As a skinny person.
That was said by Benny Franks.
Oh, Cliff, a birthday is just another day where you go to work and people give you love. Age is just a state of mind, and you are as old as you think you are. You have to count your blessings and be happy.
Love.
And that was Abhishek Bachchan.
Yes, boy. You gotta do it, boy. You gotta count those blessings, boy. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Sharon, she's always telling me to count my blessings every morning, dear.
Well, yes, ma'am, dear. Blessings are very important. You must always know when you got one.
That's right. All right. Middle age is when you still believe you'll feel better in the morning. And that was said by... Am I coming through? That was said by Bob Hope.
Yes, I have thought that a lot.
Yeah, we always think, well, in the morning we'll feel great. Not so. Do you have any more quotes?
I've got one more, Cliff. You know you're getting old when the candles cost more than the cake.
Oh, Bob Hope. He was just full of them, wasn't he?
He was.
All right, got one more for you, Kendall. I just knew that. I want everybody to sit back and just think that I knew that.
I was about to say, did you just say that and I didn't pay attention?
I just knew it. All right, Kendall, this is an oldie but a goodie. Here we go. It's another one by Billy Shakespeare, the Cliff and Kendall of his time. To me, fair friend, you never can be old, for as you were when first your eye I eyed, such seems your beauty still. You still look the same age you did when I saw you 13, 14 years ago, whenever it was, long ago in that Elements lab, Kendall, and I'm glad I did, glad we met in line at college, glad history was just written after that, and I'm Cliff.
Our listeners are too, and I'm Kendall, thanks for listening.
Have some cake, Bob. Here you go, here's a plate full of cake for you there.
I worked at it all night long.
Pass it around, here you go, Austin. Oh,
thanks for listening, everybody, we'll see you here next week.
Take me home, birthday roll.
Oh my God, this is so good.
Let's all welcome the birthday boy. Now there's no turning back. Health and wealth to the birthday boy. Drink a toast, raise your glass. And he comes to his light day. And he swore a thousand times that he learned from his mistakes. But his wisdom knows no age. As he stares into a future that he's lost without a trace.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
49 minutes.